Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to episode 2 of the Climate Catastrophe, Temperature Terror. As the ice caps continue to melt, thus sinking and destroying coastal communities, and we pollute the oceans, filling them with garbage and toxic sludge, people away from the oceans think that we are free from the consequences of climate change. In places such as Lombard, Illinois, where I am now, far away from the ocean, there are things changing we might not even see coming. Student at Glenbard East High School in Lombard, Illinois. I originally had many questions concerning the effects of climate change on my community. I realized that there had to be some things that were happening that I just wasn't realized were happening. So I emailed an expert from an organization helping to save the Great Lakes, the Alliance for the Great Lakes, and she responded with an article written by a community planning director named Angela Larson. In her article, she talks about the lake specifically, saying, "The lakes themselves continue to be impacted by a disrupted climate. Toxic algae blooms and sewage overflows are more likely. Our lakes evaporate faster, and invasive species have more places to set up shop." In this sentence, you see three huge problems facing the Great Lakes. These are just ideas, however, and the effects that they have are not clearly defined. The first idea is an unusual problem to bring up, and widely unheard of, but has fairly obvious effects. Toxic algae blooms make the lakes unusable in certain areas due to the algae being extremely dangerous to people. Beyond people, however, the algae also destroys native life. She mentioned sewer overflows, which are very dangerous, spilling human waste all over the streets and into the lakes, again threatening people and wildlife. Her second point is something that, once said, seems obvious, but I would say that many people, including myself, before reading her article, didn't realize that it was a problem facing anyone. I mean, the lakes are so massive that even evaporation couldn't be a problem. It's just a little bit leaving. Lakes dry up, however, leaving nothing behind. This can happen to Lake Michigan, Erie, Superior. Any and all of the Great Lakes are at risk here. This is especially a problem when you consider that climate change causes warmer temperatures, and the warmer it gets, the faster water evaporates. The third point is probably the most destructive, the idea that invasive species have more time to grow and more places to grow. Invasive species are one of the largest problems facing the world today, lesser than climate change, but still so harmful that if left uncontrolled, invasive species could cause millions of species of animals to go extinct from their natural habitats. Climate being warmer, or even sometimes cooler, as we saw in the winter in Lombard, can help invasive species to grow faster than we are ready to control. I want to thank you again for listening to the second installment of A Climate Catastrophe. Tune in next week for the third installment and final, with me and Sean discussing what you can do to help stop climate change and help save your community.